Today's block is Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the last line. Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu le Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiyahu said to Rav Zeira, Rav Yochanan heichem mevarech azayis meliach. We learned yesterday Rav Yochanan used to make a bari pri adoma when he ate assorted, he ate assorted olive. So that was the bracha rishona. The question is, what was the bracha achrona? Because kiven the shakel l'garine, since he removed the pit, batzalei shuri, it has less than the amount required for bracha achrona. Because the halacha is that for bracha rishona there is no shear. Any amount is adequate, is enough to make a bracha. The reason is because when somebody makes a bracha rishona, even though he has intention just to eat a little bit, it is very possible that he may eat more. And since he may eat more, he'll eat the shear. So that's why the halach is that on a bracha, that on bracha rishona he makes for any shear. However, a bracha achrona is only said when you have a shear. So if he ate a whole olive, even if the whole olive, which obviously would be a kazayis, which is the shear, but even if he ate something smaller than that, but it was a whole item, you would still have to make a bracha achrona, because the halacha is that on a barrier, on a full thing, you have to, on a full created thing, you make a bracha achrona even if it's less than a kazayis. But here, obviously, he didn't eat the whole olive, because in the olive there's a pit, and which he obviously didn't eat. So how can he make the bracha? Amalei, so Rav Zeira answered, Misavrit kazayis gadol binan. Do you think that when we say that the shear of making a bracha achrona is a big kazayis? The kazayis bainani binan. It's enough to have a medium sized olive. And that was what happened over here, that he ate a very large olive, that even after he removed the asla kind of Rav Yochanan, the olive that was brought to Rav Yochanan, Zayis Gadol Hava, it was a big olive. The Afgav, the Shaklul of Garine, even though it was larger, they took out the pit, Pashla Shear, it still had the shear of a Zayis. The Tanan, Zayish Amru, when we speak about a Kazayis, that's the shear that you have to make a bracha achrona, Loi cotton, the loy gadol. It shouldn't be too small, or it shouldn't be too big. Elabani. It should rather be a medium size. The zaguri, this is what is known as the zaguri aleph. Now, that's the halacha. So the halacha is, as I said, if you ate a whole thing, like you ate a whole grape, or a whole pomegranate, or a whole bean even though it doesn't have a kazayis, you probably should make, there's a day you have to make a bracha achrona, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should be careful not to eat any full barrier when it's less than the size of kazayis. But as soon as it's missing something, it's not considered a barrier anymore, and therefore even a fruit that the pit, like a plum or olive that was removed, even though the pit is not edible, that pit is still considered part of what's called a barrier. And if the barrier is, if it's missing, you don't have a barrier and you don't have a shear. Tosfos brings here, at the end of Tosfos, a very famous halacha. Two halachas. First of all, Tosfos says that if somebody takes something into his hand to make a bracha on, and it falls out of his hands before and becomes inedible before he can make the bracha, what he should do is say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusay La'olam V'Ad. Now, the Mefarshim say, even though, now the question is, what's going to be the halacha if there's other min of that on the table? That means, let's say somebody was going to make a bracha on an apple, and he takes the apple in his hand with the mind to make the bracha on that apple, and that then apple falls away, but there are other apples on the table, So does he have to say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Alayim Voed and make a new bracha, or is the bracha Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Alayim Voed that he made, or the bracha the eighth that he made, could work on the other apples, and he wouldn't even have to say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Alayim Voed? So the Mefarshim say that if when he made the bracha, he had in mind that apple, the other apples on the table, not just that apple that fell, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Now the question is, what does Baruch Shem Kvar Mechusai accomplish? So there's a very big shaila in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that Baruch Shem Kvar Mechusai makes it like it's not a bracha levatola, and other Mefarshim say that what Baruch Shem Kvar Mechusai does is that it doesn't take away the fact that the person made a bracha levatola. It's just that it's a kapara. Here the person made a bracha levatola. We learned earlier that making bracha levatola is a very serious avera because of leisis hashem shav. So by saying baruch shem kvar mechus alayim voed, you are having kapara in that avera. There's a raya that baruch shem kvar mechus alayim voed is not just a correction. Is not a correction. It's only kapara, because the halacha is that let's say somebody said baruch ato hashem elokeinu, and if he didn't say the word Elokeinu, he caught himself when he said, before he said the nu. So the halach is, he should say the pasuk that we say every morning by Yivarach David. By Yivarach David, the halach is, you say, we say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael V'avinu Me'olam V'at'olam. That's a pasuk of Yivarach David. Other Pefarshim say that what he should do is, if he realizes after he said Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, that this is a bracha that he doesn't have to make, instead of finishing the bracha and then saying Baruch Shem Kvar Mechus Alayim Voed, he should say Lamdeinu Chakecha. The shear of how much for eating, we just said the shear for bracha achrayna is a kezayis. What is the shear by drinking? So Taisa says the shear for drinking is Mlai Lugmav. Mlai Lugmav is a cheekful. However, there are other shittas that don't agree with Tosfos, and some shittas say that the shear is even as small as kazayis, that the shear for eating and drinking is the same. Others say that the shear is kebeya, because since we find that kebeya, the size of an egg, is the shear sviya, is the shear sviya for eating, that's the same thing. And the other say it's a revius. Generally, a malay lignav is roiv a revius. The halacha is that not only don't you bench or say alamichya when you ate less than the shear, a kezayis, but even a bari nefashis you don't say when you didn't eat the kashir. The mefarshim say okay, we'll go further. From Rabbi Vua said, Lo Yagurishmoy, the name of this olive, which is the size of the olive that should be used, is not a guri, Ella Avrutishmoy. The right name is Avruti. Vamri Loy, and others say, Samrusishmoy, the real name is Samrusi. Vamanakushmoy guri, so why is it called a guri? Shishamnoy Ogabatas, because the oil is gather with inside it, just like the oil, just that's why it's called aguri, because oil is inside the aleph. So now, we spoke yesterday to Shaila about what bracha is made on cooked vegetables. Let's say that this Shaila, of what bracha to make on vegetables, is like a machlokes tanoi. There were two Talmidim that were sitting in front of Bakapara. They viewed in front of Kruv, they gave him cabbage, the Dermuskin. Dermuskin is some sort of a herb, or Pargius. Pargius is partridge meat. Nosim Bakapara is just like Menlevarech. So Bakapara gave his shus to one to make a bracha. Kofetz Uvarech al Barim. So this Talmud made a bracha Shahakal on the partridge meat. Ligalov. So the other Talmud, his colleague, laughed at him because he felt that he shouldn't have made the bracha first on the partridge, which is shakal. He should have first made the bracha on the cabbage, which is the bari pri adama. Caused Bakapara, and Bakapara got angry. Amar, loy amavarech anikayis. I'm not angry at the person who made the bracha. El lagleg anikayis. Rather, I'm angry at the one who was laughing at him. Why? Because in chavercha dama kemishloi tam tam bas ba'olam. If your friend is like somebody, like never ate meat before, and therefore meat is so appetizing to him, and the halach is, and we'll talk about it more, that you make the bracha, if you have a number of brachas to make, you make the bracha on the chavit first, and that's why he made the bracha on the meat first. Ata malalagilah. So what did you learn from him? He had a good reasoning for what he did. Chazvama, then back apart, said, Loya lagrid any kais. I'm not really angry at the one that laughed. Elam varch any kais. I'm really angry at the one that made the bracha. For Omar. And he said, Im chachma enkan, if wisdom is not here, you know, even if you don't consider me a wise person, zikna enkan, isn't there older age? And you should have asked me. Tana. And the Brisa says, Vishneim, both of these Talmidim, Vahoyti Shinosim, did not make Kesur year. And the Shamat Shan Balocha says, it's impossible to say that Kapara meant to give them a klala that they shouldn't live, because Bakapara was a tzaddik, and they were certainly his Talmidim. But what happened here was, what was the problem with these Talmidim? Everybody's entitled to make a mistake, he explains. The problem with these Talmidim was that they had their Rebbe, Bakapara, sitting there, who could have taught them what the right thing to do, and instead of doing the right thing, and asking him, they made their own decisions. That, somebody who doesn't have the proper respect for Messiah, is deserving of a very strong anish. Says the Gemara, back to our issue, my Laba Hakanufki, isn't the Machloikis about this? The Mevarach Savor, the one that made the Bracha, held that Shlok is both on cooked vegetables and Paragius, which is the meat, the partridge meat, Shakalim Yavidvaray. You both make on them a Shakalim Yavidvaray. Since they're both a Shakalim Yavidvaray, Hilke Chavavadav. So they're both the same Bracha. The Halacha is that when you have two items with the same Bracha, you make the Bracha on the one you prefer, and obviously he preferred the meat. The one that laughed at him, Savar, Shlok is Bari Priyadoma, that even cooked vegetables require Bari Priyadoma, and Pavius require Shakal Niyavidvaroi, Hilkach Peir Adif, and therefore he should have made the bracha on the Bari Priyadoma. Says the Gemara, Loi. The Kula Alma Shlok is Pavius Shakal Niyavidvaroi. It could be that everybody agrees that both cooked vegetables and partridge require Shakal Niyavidvaroi. Och Vaikonski. And what was their machlokes? Ma'asava, one who said the shahakel on the part who said tchaviv adiv. You're always in such a situation when you have two items with the same bracha. You make a bracha on the one you prefer. Ma'asava, and the other one held tchaviv adiv that you should better make a bracha on the cabbage. Why? Because the zayin. Cabbage is a more sustaining food, and therefore you have to make the bracha on the one you. And one has more substance. So, now, what is the halacha? So the halacha is like this. Of course, if somebody has two different minim in front of him, and he wants to eat both of them, so we will discuss what the halacha is, which bracha goes first. However, if somebody has two minim in front of him, where even if one min api halacha is the min that you should make that bracha first, and the other min should be made later, still, you don't, if you're only interested in eating one min, then you only have to make that bracha, and you don't have to say, I'll eat that other min in order to be able to make the bracha first. Tosfos over here, the Ramaskel Chaviv Adov, speaks what's the halacha l'maisim. And he says, if you have two fruits in front of you, you should take the one you like first. If you have a Bari Priya Adoma and a Shahako in front of you, you should make the bracha Bari Priya Adoma first, because Bari Priya Adoma is considered Mavereris. It's a more explicit bracha, and the halacha is that you always make on the Mavereris first. Now, and Taisa says, even make the Bari Priya Adoma if it's a food, even though it's the food that you like less. Tosfos also says, if you have two minim in front of you, two fruits or two vegetables, and one is from the Zion minim that Yisrael was blessed with, and one is not, you should make the bracha on the one that's from the Zion minim. However, I saw interesting halacha. What happens if you have two minim in front of you? And let's say one's a Bari Pri Hadoma and one is a Shahako. You know, usually, let's say one's a Bari Pri Eitz and one's a Bari Pri Hadoma. And Bari Pri Eitz comes before Bari Pri Hadoma, because Bari Pri Eitz is even more Muvereres than Bari Pri Hadoma. But the min that's a Bari Pri Hadoma is something that you haven't had, and therefore you're going to make a Shachiyanu on it. So this one has the two brachas, the Shachiyanu, but they have the Hadoma, which is the less, the lower bracha, so to speak. And the other one has only one bracha, though eight. Which one should you make? So the Paiskin Paskin, that you should make the bracha of that has the Shachiyanu with it too, because of the Chshivas of the Shachiyanu. There's another interesting shaila, like this. We're going to talk on the days that you had let's say the shaila this way. Let's say you have two pieces of challah, or you have a challah that's one's a shalim, a whole challah, and one is a prusa, a small prusa. So they have the same bracha, but this has the ma'ilut that even though it's a prusa, it's only a slice, this was baked by your wife, this was baked by your daughter, and therefore you have a special affinity to that piece of challah. So there also place can say that something that there's a very strong reason to like, chaviv may come first, even if it has a chesaron, maybe because it's not a bracha that's a chashiv, or maybe because it's a prusa versus a shlema. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Zeira says, Kevina by Rav Huna, when we were by Rav Huna, Yeshiva Amalon, Hani gathered the lifter, these turnip heads, Peninu Primarabba, if one cut them into large pieces, the loch is by Priyadama. The brach you should make is by Priyadama. However, Primazita, if you made them into very small pieces, Shakon Yivadvari. The brach is Shakon Yivadvari. Why? Because since they're such small pieces, it doesn't retain the concept of being an Adama, because it's so small. However, the Chiyasim by Rav Yehuda, when we came to Rav Yehuda, Amalon, he told us, Idi by Priyadama. Both in small pieces and large pieces, you should make a by Priyadama. The high, the Purin of Fei, and that it was cut small is not because it loses its status as a vegetable. The reason it was cut very small is it only should taste sweeter. Amar Rav Ashi, continues the Gemara. Ki avinu b'Rav Kahana, when we went to Rav Kahana's yeshiva, Amalon, he told us, tashu b'silka, a cooked beet dish, the loymashu b'kimcha, that they did not add a lot of flour, the halacha is b'Rav Priyadama. However, the lifter, a cooked dish of turnips, the mash of a kimcha tvei, in which a lot of flour is added, the loch is bari min mazaymus. For Hadar Amar, and afterwards he said, bari pri adama. For Hyde, you always make a bari pri adama. For Hyde, the shadow of a kimcha tvei, this that a lot of flour was put into it, is only buki ba'alma avdilei, it's only to thicken it. And we learned earlier that even though Rav and Shmuel said that whenever you have a food that has in it from the hay minim, you always make a bari minim zaynus, that is only when the food, when the hay minim is there for tam, however, when or for part of the ingredients. But if it's only here for a thickener, you have to make a bari pri hadam. Now, we have a question. Yesterday we said that on fruit juices, the Zayah Ba'alma, and therefore we said the bracha should be Shakon Yivadvaro. So therefore all the Rishonim ask, why for a vegetable soup, which we just spoke about, is the bracha Bari Pri Adama, when the bracha for fruit juices that we said yesterday is a Shahako? So there are a number of Turotsim. Tosfos says, Tosfos we spoke about yesterday, says that anything that's taken as a beverage is always a Shakon Yivadvaro. So that's why fruit juice is a beverage. And it doesn't make a difference how it's produced. Since it's being drunk as a beverage, the halacha is you make a shakal nivadvari. However, something that's being used as a food, a soup is a food, not considered a beverage. Therefore, the bracha on soup is a bari pri adama. The Rashba says like this, that the bracha for fruit and vegetable juice depend on the usual manner in which the foods are eaten. We spoke about Rishba yesterday also. Therefore, since fruits are usually eaten for eating and not for making juice, the juice that comes from them is considered zayab alma, mere sweat or moisture, and therefore doesn't retain the original fruit bracha of the fruit or vegetable by pre adam by pre-eats. However, vegetables, the vegetables that we're speaking about in our Gemara, are usually used for making soup, and therefore the soup made from these vegetables retains the original bracha of the vegetable, the bar pri adam. The Rosh, who we learned yesterday, doesn't agree with the Rajba, and that's why the Rosh said that even when you have a fruit that's specifically always used to make a beverage, the halacha is that on that fruit you say that in that juice you also will stay shackled. So he says the difference between soups and juices is that soup vegetables are cooked, whereas juice fruits are squeezed. So therefore, since soup is cooked, they absorb the full flavor of the cooked vegetable, and therefore they retain the bracha bar pri adam. However, juices which are made from squeezing fruit is therefore only shahakal. But that would be very interesting, because according to the Rosh, fruit juices that are made from cooked fruit, like prune juice or other juices that are pasteurized, they would have to maybe retain the bracha of the fruit and would have to have a bar pri eitz, which is a chiddush. Most poskim don't say that way. There is a shaila, since we're speaking about tashil the silka, this is a food cooked made from cooked beets. So a lot of people drink borscht, which is really cooked beets. So the shaila is, what bracha do you make on borscht? Talacha is specifically also going to be spoken about, given the fact that a lot of people eat borscht with potatoes. So the Mepharshim say like the Pesukim say like this: if the purpose of cooking the beets was to eat the beet, now even though he didn't eat the, he's not eating the beet, he's just drinking the borscht, still you will make a bracha on the borscht by pri adama. However, if your goal was not to eat beets, no, it's not that you want to eat beets in the way you're eating beets by cooking them into a borscht, you really just want to have a drink which is borscht, then you make a bracha shahakon yivadvari. When you eat apple, you eat the potatoes with the borscht, if you cook the borscht in order to eat the borscht, not just in order to have the potatoes, so you should make a bar pri adama, and that bar pri adama will work both on the borscht and on the potatoes. But if you have two separate foods in mind, that means you're eating potatoes and you're eating borscht, and you consider them two separate foods, so certainly on the potatoes you make a bar pri adama, and on the borscht is a very big shaila. Should you make a bar pri adama or not? Because we might see you made a bar pri adama here, and certainly there is room to say that on borscht a bar pri adama is an appropriate bracha. So the Pesukim say you should drink some water or eat something else that requires a shahako, and drink that, and then of course before that you should have made the bracha of bar pri adama and the potatoes, and therefore you won't have to make a bracha on the a specific bracha on the borscht. Amar Chizda. So Chizda said, Tafel shatardin, a dish of cooked beets, yofel alev, is good for the heart. So I guess it's good to drink borscht. The tavla naim, and it's good for the eyes. The koshkem b'nei ma'ayim, and certainly it's very good for the digestive tract. Amar Abaya, but Abaya said, who the yosher abay tapi? How, when is this spoken about, that the dish sat on the stove for other tuch-tuch until they made a bubbling tuch-tuch sound. Since they made that bubbling tuch-tuch sound, therefore that's considered cooked adequately and you make the barei pre-hadom. Amar Papa. So Papa speaks about various vegetable soups. Pshitli, it's clear to me, the maya tisilka kisilka. The soup of cooked beets has the same rule as the soup, and alachas you make a bar pri adama. Umay the lifta kalifta. The same thing, a soup of cooked turnips has a din like turnips, and you make a pri adama. Or may the kulishalki, the kulishalki. And same as by any cooked vegetable that you will make on that, the bracha on the vegetables. Bar Papa asked, may the shishmai, what's the halacha when you make, or you have a soup of cooked dill? Do we say when tuki tamavidi, that the vegetable is only there to enhance the flavor of the dish? Or lavur zame avdalei, it's only made there to remove bad odors from the dish. If the dill is there to add flavor, so the dill becomes an important ingredient, and the bracha should be hadoma. However, if it's only there to deodorize the dish, so the dill is not used for food value, and it goes back to, like we say, the dabit ba'almo, and the halacha is that you make a shahakol. Tashma, so let's learn a raya from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the Sechta Uksin, Hashevis, which is dill. Mishnah Tam B'Gdeira, once an imparted flavor to a dish, Eimbe Mishnah Truma. It's no longer classified Truma. In other words, once they give the flavor to the food, they're not anymore subject to the din of Truma. Because since they lost their flavor, they gave out their flavor, they're not considered a food anymore, they're just... And therefore they have no chiv of tumor. Then the tam tumsaichem. Similarly, a food can contract and transmit tumor. Once they were cooked into the soup, they don't have any more independent use, and therefore the halach is they don't have a din of tumas eichem. Shmamimah. So from this we see from tuke tama avila, then that the dill in this dish is there to enhance the flavor of shmamino. Because why? Because since it said it here, mishnos the tam l'gdeira, so we see that the purpose here is to give tam. What is the halacha? Just to talk a little more about vegetable soup. So the best thing is, if you're eating a vegetable soup and there are vegetables in the soup, left pieces of vegetable, the best thing is to make a bracha on one of the vegetables, and that will certainly patter the liquid. Similarly, what's going to be if you have a piece of meat in the soup and you also have a piece and you have vegetables in the soup? So then you should make a bracha on the meat, and if the meat is the main taste you're looking for and they only put in a little vegetables, let's say you have a chicken soup, so the main thing is the chicken. You just have some vegetables to add taste, so the Paiskim say you should only make a shahakol on that soup. But it's very interesting. The Paiskim say the Sefer Moin HaBrocha quotes this. What's going to be if the way you cook your soup is like this? First you had a soup with vegetables, because maybe the vegetables take longer to cook than the meat. So you first put in the vegetables, and it really gets the category of a vegetable soup. After you put that, you put in the meat. So perhaps then the meat came later, and many places can say that in that case you should make a bari priya doma, because since the meat was put in first. Now, there's an interesting shaila: what bracha do you make on tea or coffee? Because isn't tea or coffee like the vegetable soup, that the water gets the tea taste or the coffee taste, and this is the way you normally eat coffee, drink coffee, a bean. Nobody eats a coffee bean, they just put it in as part of coffee. Nobody eats a tea leaf, they put it into a tea. So l'chayra, you should have to make a bari priya doma. However, the Paiskim say that we don't say mei shlokas kishlokas. This really goes back to the rush that we said. If only when you cooked it mainly to eat the vegetable. So therefore we say, you know, you're cooking a vegetable soup, and this is the way you cook the vegetables to make it into soup, so it's like you're eating vegetables. But coffee, you didn't cook the water to drink, the water and the coffee weren't cooked together, and therefore you should still make a shahakal. Other price can say, because since, as we learned yesterday, if something is primarily made for a purpose, that even though it's always drunk as a liquid, we learned from the Rashba that you should make the original bracha. So according to that, you should have to make a bari priya, since coffee goes on a tree. So they say, like we learned yesterday, the halacha is that on a beverage, something which is a beverage, the tosis, something is a beverage, you always make a bracha of a shahakal, even if that's the main use. And that's the reason why on orange juice you should always make Eisha Hakel. This still doesn't answer the shayla of chocolate that we spoke about yesterday. There's an interesting shayla, since we're mentioning coffee and tea, there's a shayla about the bracha achrayin on coffee and tea. Why? Because since we learned that in order to make a bracha achrayin, you have to eat it in the time of Kazayah Chayes Pras, which is 3 to 9 minutes. So the shayla is, what happens if you drank a coffee and took you longer than Kedayah Chilas Pras? Do you make a bracha achrayin on that? It's a very big shayla. The right thing to do is to leave over. We said before that the shear is a mlai lugmav or revius to make a bracha achrayin. So leave over the last couple of ounces, and it's a little colder, and drink it all up in one shot, and then you certainly can make a bracha achrayin. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, pas sanuma bekapa, bekara, a dry bread in a bowl, v'varchan lehem meisei. We make on it a meitzi. A pliga Rav Chiya, this is in disagreement with Rav Chiya, said Amar Rav Chiya, tzarech shetoach bracha in a pas. He says you have to make a bracha together with the breaking the loaf. That means one should break the loaf while reciting the end of the bracha, but not earlier. And here, the crumbled bread was crumbled before you made the bracha. Maskev loy rava, so Rava asked to Rav Chiya, "Mashnah the tsnuma deloy. Why are you saying that dry bread in a bowl? You shouldn't make a bracha. You shouldn't make a moitzi. You shouldn't chichayy bracha afusuk akayy. Because when you're ending the bracha, the bread is already crumbled. So ask the Gemara, al pas nami on any loaf of bread, kikagamra, when you finish making the bracha, abfusagamra, because the halacha is that you're supposed to cut the bread while you're making the bracha, in order that by the time you finish making the bracha, the bread should be cut. Elam Rava. That's why Rava said Mavarech. One should first make a bracha in its entirety, Vachkak by saying, and then cut the bread. So in order that the bracha should be made on a cut piece of bread. Nadoy Abdik Rav Chiya. The Nadoyim acted like Rav Chiya, and they broke the bread while saying the bracha, so the bread was completely broken when they finished the bracha. Amar Rabbanan Abdik Ravah, and the Rabbanan acted like Ravah, they made the bracha before breaking the bread. Amar Ravina, Amarli Ain, my mother told me, Avich Abdik Rav Chiya, your father acts like the ruling of Rav Chiya. Because Chia said, "Tzarech shetech lebracha in the pas." You have to make the bracha when the bread, when you finish making the bracha, the bread should be broken. Rabbanan abdik Rava, but the Rabbanan act like Rava. The Hilchos of the Rava, and that taked halacha. That first you make the bracha in entirety, and then you break the bread. But like Tosfos points out, that does not mean that the bread should be entirely uncut until the bracha is completed. Rather, it's permitted, not only permitted, according to Tosfos, it's preferable that a partial cut be made prior to the saying the bracha to minimize the delay between the completion of the bracha and the actual cutting and eating of the bread. Continues the Gemara. Itma, we learned. Hivila fan a petisim shleiman. In a case where they brought before a person pieces of bread and whole loaf. Amr Rafuna. So Rafuna says, Mavarach al petisim, he makes a bracha on the pieces, paitas a shleiman, and that takes care of his obligation for the whole. Now, obviously, this is talking when the person prefers the piece of bread. Obviously, if the person has no preference, everybody agrees that he should make the bracha on the whole bread. Here, when the two are of equal size, he says the wholeness has no advantage, and if he likes the piece, he should make the bracha on the piece. Rav Yochanan disagrees. He says, Shleima mitzvah namuvcha. The mitzvah namuvcha is to make the bracha on the shleima. When you have a slice of bread that's made out of wheat, which is superior, and you have a whole loaf out of barley bread, so now, what takes precedence? Everybody agrees that you should make the bracha on the slice of chitin bread, and you don't make the bracha, and that will take care of the mitzvah that you'll make on the barley bread. Why? Because since wheat is more choshev than barley, that goes first. Amar Yimya bar Abba, Ketanoi. This shayla of a piece of wheat bread taking precedence over a whole barley loaf is really a machlokes tanoim that we learned in the following Mishnah. The halacha is like this: tam and batel katan shalim, avloi chatzi batel gadol. We've been talking about taking off truma. So here you have a bushel of onions, and you have to take off truma from the onions. And the question is, what should you take off? Should you take off the from a small whole onion, or should you take off a half big onion? So Tanakam says, tam and batel katan shalim, take the truma from the whole small onion, the loy chatzi batel gadol, rather than from the large half one. Put on the loy ki al chatzi batel gadol. He says, rather take the half of the large onion. My lab, Darkinuski, isn't there machlokes about this? The mass of her, Rabbi Huda holds chashiv adif. You go with the chashiv one, and half onion is more of a big one. Onion is better tasting, and therefore that's what you give. Or massav a shalom adif. You always go with the whole thing, and even though this is a small onion, it's more chashiv than the half big one. So the Gemara says no. The this machlokes has nothing to do with what we're talking about. When is a kohen available to receive the truma right away? Everybody will agree that the more significant, which means half of the large onion, takes precedence, and that should be given as the truma. When is there machlokes to like a kohen? When there's no kohen available to you to give the truma right away. That's not. When there is a kohen available who you can give the fruit to immediately, you take from the superior produce. The shein kohen. And when there's no kohen available, you take the thing, truma from the one that's going to last longer. Rabbi Yehuda says, you always have to take off from the superior one. Therefore, the machlokes between Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda is about that, and has nothing to do with the mile of shalim versus not shalim. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, however, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak says, what do you do when you have a large piece, when you have a large piece of bread or a small whole loaf? Which comes first? That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak said, v'yudei shnayim yoytzadei shnayim, v'yudei shnayim Shadu is the Yoytze boss. Umanu, who was the example of Yerushmayim? Mar Berei de Ravina. Mar the son of Ravina. The Mar Berei de Ravina, Maniach Prus B'Tocha Shleima. In such a situation, Mar Berei de Ravina would take the piece and put it under the whole loaf, or they'd say, and cut and hold them both when he made the bracha, and then bake off a piece to eat. Now, from which one does he take break off? So Rashi says he could break off from both of them, or just from the whole one. Tana Tanaka made Rav Nachman Yitzchak. A teacher of Bryce has learned in front of Rav Nachman Yitzchak that this is what you should do, like we just learned. Somebody should put the prusa under the whole one, or barich. Amalei, so you said to Mashimcha, what is your name? Amalei Shalman, my name is Shalman. Amalei, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to him, Shalom Ata, you are one of Hamani, Ushleim Mishchascha, and your learning is one of Shalom, Shesam to Shalom and Talmidim, because you are making peace amongst the Talmidim that had a machlokes which bracha to be made, and your Eitzah of putting everything together is the best Eitzah. Omer HaPapa, so HaPapa says, and this is a Shaila that's Nogayus from Pesach, we know that the middle matzah is the matzah that we eat Moitzi Matzah from. That the middle matzah is also the matzah that we make Yachatz on, that we take half that matzah and put it away for Dafi Kaiman, and half we eat the matzah Moitzah. So now the question is, on which do you make, how could you make a bracha? It's a broken matzah. Therefore, how come Moed Pesach Shemniach Prus B'Tosh Shleima? He should take the whole matzah, the top matzah, and put it on top of the small matzah. But saying like that, he should break the bread. My Tama, what's the reason that you should take the small piece also? Because Lechem Oini says, since the Torah calls this the bread of poverty, so a whole loaf is not a bread of poverty. On the other hand, you have to make a bracha on a whole one, she make a bracha on both. It's very interesting. Shaila as follows. We know that on Shabbos, because we're going to learn, let's learn the Gemara first. Amar Rav Abba, on Shabbos chayiv l'tzoil shtei kikros. On Shabbos, a person is required to break over two whole loaves. Why do you have to make two loaves? Because it says in the Parashas Haman that on Shabbos the man did not fall. On Friday when they went out to collect, the pasuk says Loktu lecha mishna. They gathered a double portion of bread. So by taking two loaves into one's hand, he's commemorating the gathering. And therefore, you take two loaves. However, the halach is, even though you take two loaves, you don't have to break both of them. You only have to break one of them. By Tamalach Mishnah says, Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, the Bnok Atahati, he took two loaves of Batz Chada. Rav Zaira have a Batz Akula Shirosa. Rav Zaira will break off a large enough piece of bread that would suffice for an entire meal. Because since it was Shabbos, he wanted to show how choshev the Shabbos meal is to him, so he cut up such a large piece. So Ravina asked Ravashi, welcome to Rav Sinusa. By doing this, he looks like a person who loves to eat, and he takes this huge piece of bread. Since every day he didn't do this, and only on Shabbos he did this, by next to Rav Sinusa, doesn't look like a person that just looks like to eat a lot, because he only did this on Shabbos. Ravami Ravasi, to have Nisamala Rifta Deruva. There's a concept of an Erev. An Erev means that if a number of people live with sharing a courtyard, in order for them to be able to carry in a courtyard, or let's say a number of people live in an apartment house and they want to be carried in the common areas, they have to leave an Erev. An Erev is a piece of bread and a cooked thing that they put into one house, they all contribute, and that becomes the Erev and it makes them allowed to carry. We'll talk more about Erev in the Masechta Erevin. So after they had the Erev, they used to use that Erev bread that was left with them for the Lecha Mishnah. That was what they used to make the Eitz Lachan Aretz. Why? They used to say, Harvest Alba Mitzvah Chada. Since one mitzvah was already performed with it, they already used it for the Erev. Nisabba Mitzvah Chrita. And all the Mepharshim explained, we had learned earlier in the Masechta that they were careful, that these were people that were careful that to daven in the Beis Medrash where they learned. And why did they daven in the Beis Medrash that they learned? Because since that was a place that they already did one mitzvah of learning, they used it also for another mitzvah to daven. Similarly, they used the same concept to daven. Since one mitzvah was done with this bread, that it was used for an Erev, another mitzvah should be done with this bread, that it should be used for Lecha Mishnah. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a very interesting shaila. He says, we know the minig by many people is that if they don't have Lecha Mishnah, they borrow from a neighbor a challah to make a bracha mitzvah, and then they return it. However, since the concept of Lecha Mishnah comes from the mon, and in the mon, what was done? It was the Lecha Mishnah that each person collected for himself. It was his bread that was used. Perhaps, for Lecha Mishnah, one should be careful only to use bread that belongs to him, not something that's borrowed, that he has to return immediately. Another interesting shaila is the chiv of Lecha Mishnah. Is it only on Shabbos, or is it even on Yom Tov? Shabbos we just finished learning, so why do you make Lecha Mishnah? Because Erev Shabbos they collected Lecha Mishnah. Now, what about Erev Yontif? Did they have to collect Lecha Mishnah or not? Because on Erev Yontif, they allowed to go out on Yontif to carry and bring the Lecha Mishnah home, the Mon home. So perhaps Mon fell on Yontif. Or on the other hand, maybe Mon did not fall on Yontif, and the Mon did not fall on Yontif, and they need Lecha Mishnah on Yontif. Our minig is to use Lecha Mishnah on Yontif too. But interestingly, the Gra, most people have three matzahs in their kara. So therefore, when it comes to make the bracha mitzi matzah, they have the two whole matzahs, the matzah on top and the matzah on bottom, which will be the two whole matzahs for Lecha Mishnah, and the matzah in the middle, which will be there to Lechem Oini, as we learned earlier, that you should eat the mitzi matzah from Lechem Oini. The Gra, however, only had the top matzah and the middle matzah. Perhaps the reason the Gra was because the Gra held that in Yom Tov you don't have to have Lecha Mishnah. Also, the minig is that when you make Lecha Mishnah, so you should put one, the two challahs should not be directly touching each other, just one challah should be on top of the other. And the minig is that on Friday night meal, you cut the lower challah and on Shabbos by day you should cut the higher challah.